Well, good afternoon again, everyone. Just a little advertisement today for a gospel tent mission that we're having a little bit later on into the late summer, early autumn in the month of September. We'd love to have you with us. If you live anywhere close to Lisburn, you'd be very, very welcome to come along and to bring some of your friends and family. And we're asking you to keep these dates free in your diary. The 4th of September, that's a Sunday, the Lord's Day, the 4th of September, right through until Friday, the 16th of September. And if you live in the Lisburn area, the tent's going to be erected just out the Moira Road there. There used to be a big factory called the Burn House. It's all been levelled now, it's been flattened. And we're putting a marquee or a tent up there for a couple of weeks in September. Just open the Word of God and to have a good time together around the Gospel. And we're just calling these meetings, Christ is the Answer. Maybe you've wondered about life's big questions. Why are we here? Who do I turn to whenever things go bad? Is there life after death? Is there a God? If there is a God, can I know Him? Is it possible to know Him? How can I come to know Him? What about my guilt? What about my sin? What about my loneliness? What about this awful fear that grips me? What about this sense of futility in life? Questions like that, important, fundamental life questions. Christ is the answer. Right throughout the Word of God, we have people who had many, many questions in life. I'm thinking now of Nicodemus in John's Gospel, chapter 3, devotedly and devoutly religious. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a man of the Pharisees. He was a rabbi. He was a teacher of others. He knew something of the Word of God, a lot about the law of God, a lot about tradition. But whenever Jesus of Nazareth stepped on the scene and began to minister and heal and perform miracles and preach, Nicodemus, this rich, respectable, religious man, realized that he did not have the answers. And so he came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And the Son of God began to speak to him about the great need in his life was to be born again. And then he brought him to the cross and brought those wonderful words, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And by and by, as you read through the Gospels, after the crucifixion of our Lord, it becomes very, very evident that Nicodemus learned that not only does Christ have the answer, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the answer. He's the answer, friend, to your need. He's the answer to your dilemma. He's the answer to your problems. Jesus Christ is the answer. There's an old chorus we used to sing, Christ is the answer to my every need. Christ is the answer, he is my friend indeed. Problems in life, my spirit may assail, but with Christ my Saviour, I need never feel, for Christ is the answer to my every need. Will you join us here in September, the first full fortnight in September here in Lisburn? You'll find details on the church Facebook page there or the church website as well. Hope to get it advertised. You get a little flyer through your door if you live in the area. Please, if you live outside of the country as well, far away, please pray for these meetings that the Lord will come and the Lord will richly and abundantly bless. Christ is the answer. You don't need to wait until a gospel mission or to Sunday to get to church to get saved. You can be saved right now and come to know Christ as your Saviour in simple faith. Trust in Christ, his finished work, and calling upon him, turning from your sin. Christ is the answer. It's not about religion. It's not about a church. It's not about a creed. It's not about a denomination. It's not about a personality in this earth. It's about the Savior, the Son of God himself. Christ is the answer. God bless you.